Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School, we are back. We are back. The off-air conversation is just funny. Old School brought to you by the Mercado's Certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock.
Have we sent Nathan out there to really shop?
No, we need to hold Nate's hand.
Okay.
The fact that he doesn't necessarily know how to cook a tomahawk.
What?
We're gonna go out there, man. Just relax. Just chill, Nate. Don't take it personal.
All right.
And let us just kind of teach you the isms.
You
man.
Got it. All right, invite me over for dinner.
Okay. You
show me.
What?
Show me what's good.
I'll we can do that. That. You all get right. invited to the cookout.
All right. Yeah.
You get invited to. Yeah. Okay. So
we
Nathan,
I might even bring you over because I'm gonna cook chitlins for Thanksgiving.
Don't
you
go.
Can come.
Don't
Nate,
go. Do not eat the chitlins.
Says
do not
chitlins.
Eat the chitlins. Do not.
Nate.
Do not.
Nate. But your face, the way that your party started. Your face looks like you like chitlins.
No.
I've never had them before.
No.
Starter Heyman text line. We're going to take a poll. Do you like chitlins? Because these Nebraska brothers out here.
402-464-5685. Chitlins, yes or no? Just let us know. I'm team no all the way hard. Because then you're going to end up, first of all, you're going to end up doing extra hot sauce on
no.
them.
No, we're going to get Middle Finger and Louisiana
and then,
hot sauce.
And then you're going to end up having to do shots of liquor to kill the taste that's in your mouth. Right? The first time you bite into a
so
chitlin.
It's a lose-lose situation.
The first time you bite.
Hey, don't let him. DP.
Look, my stepfather,
downtown Scott said he's down like four flat
my
tires.
My stepdad, chitlins was his thing. That was his jam. He was DC cop. This was his thing.
Yes, sir.
And I avoided the house. One, just for him cleaning them, the stench of pig intestines.
Thomas and Lincoln. He's soft.
Soft. Nathan, you've never smelled anything until you smell somebody cleaning chitlins for the first time.
He's from Virginia Tech. He didn't smell worse.
Moonshine. Yeah. There's some of that. But. No, I can't do. I can't.
Right,
okay, so I gave Nathan homework.
Uh-oh.
Oh no, I didn't know.
Your task was to learn the three members of the Sugar Hill Gang.
Suspect at best.
No, I didn't. All right, there we go.
Suspect at best.
Look at it. This is what I used to do in school, right before class.
See, I needed for you to learn the three members of the iconic Sugar Hill Gang. Right? There's Wonder Mike, Big Bang Hank, and Master G. All right, so now you got to go and learn. You got to learn the words to Rapper's Delight. You got to be able to rap along with Rapper's Delight.
All right.
So next week before Thanksgiving, we're going to play Rapper's Delight and just to have you rap along with.
How about this, actually, doing a little bit of homework. Uh-huh. Rapper's Delight was the first rap single to become a top 40 hit on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, it was. It was. I had literally had to fight the DJ at my school to play Rapper's Delight at the high school dance because they didn't want hip-hop. They were like, what is this hippity-hoppity-hippity? I was like, oh, just play it. You got all these, you got 300 girls in here waiting for this song. Play the song. Just do it. And it worked. So there's that.
And now here we are.
There's
we
that. Are. Do you know what the second one was? And it wasn't a hip hop artist. It included one of the greatest DJs to ever do it. But it was by Blondie. Debbie Harry included. It was called Rapture. And it had a world's famous DJ in it, and she did her thing. So there's that. Jay Foreman, it is an interesting week. We talked about Nebraska's ability to attack, ways that they can attack this thing. But we've got to understand the personnel of Wisconsin and what they like to do. Now, they are top 10 in tackles for loss. They've got an Associated Press second-team preseason All-American in Nick Herbig.
Right.
What does Herbig bring, and what can you do against somebody with his talent?
Yeah, well, what he brings is he's a little bit different than the normal guys that have been playing in that position outside linebacker because he's not 6'4", 240. He's about 6'2", 225. But he's a ball player, though. He affects the game and the run and pass. He has a unique ability to, make the big play, and he's pretty – consistent. He was actually, quiet as kept, one of their best productive players. If you look at his factor rating last year. So what he does, which is different, he can rush the passer, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But 11 sacks so far.
But for him, he has a plethora of moves, and it's all predicated on his get-off. Hand placement, he's physical for 200. You know, he's a long kid for 228, and long for being 6'2". So he's physical, so he can go speed to power. He can beat you with counter. He has a kind of little bit of a, like, not hump move, but he's hitting you with the, straight arm inside, attack the inside shoulder and kind of just get inside of you. So he has a plethora of moves. They move him around just a little bit. But as to what you asked, how to negate that, what you do is you send multiple blockers at him, multiple schemes, make him do things that he's not comfortable doing. Shift, get him a little bit off of his game. That means – maybe you line up with two tight ends and a wing set. Then you might flip to the other side, motion the guy back. Then you run inside outside zone to him or away from him. Then you might, come with, on the ball tight end, motion or, shift the tight end over there, negative, motion actually by the receiver, crack toss, right? Now, but you got to block him though, okay? So the biggest thing is always get a hat on him. And then as you're doing it, slide protection to him one time, fake cut at him, go to the flat, half slide to him with protection inside or outside by the running back or Chancellor Brewington or whoever's in there, so you got to give him different looks because he's their tempo setter and he's their playmaker. So as the defense has been playing well the last 2 weeks, he came back and got healthy. They had been struggling up to that point, but he's the guy that makes a lot of their plays, and so you kind of negate him and keep him off his game. That bodes goes a big way for you to, be productive in the run and pass game, because if you look at Wisconsin, go back to the Washington State game, the physicality factor wasn't there, right? So now you're showing up to a game with an even Steven fight, knowing that Nebraska, especially defensively, has played three physical teams. Now offensively, you've shown very, very little spurts and continue to actually play decent the last 3 weeks. This is a big challenge here because you got a next level player, right? Now, what you did was you did pretty good against Illinois, right? As far as pass protection, missed on the one that got hit Casey, but most of you need to continue along that. But if you give different looks at these guys, if you want a kind of a perfect example of how teams are attacking the Cowboys now, you know what I'm saying? For Michael Parsons. They're running at him, directly at him, getting a hat on a hat, making him make plays. Now, that granted, you got to have players to do that, but they're running different formations and shifts to him. They're getting him to where he's having to adjust because they're basing on their defense, right? Does he have to cover? does he have to set the edge?
Well, can't we make him cover? I mean,
right. That's what I'm saying, by different formations. Or are we extending it? So if he's always like, see, sometimes with the outside linebacker, he's always outside, or say he's, you could be outside, always outside number two, or always inside number two. Well, it depends on where that number two is. If that number two, if you're on like the boundary side and that number two is way out there, middle of the field towards the other hash, and he's lined up tight to the tackle, well, it's a smoke screen right there. Block on that. Either you block the guy out there on the edge because it's a one-on-one block, or you block the guy on the edge and then you hit the alley defender. Then it's up to Alante Brown, Trey Palmer, Omar Manning, and those
Marcus
guys.
Marcus Washington.
To make somebody miss, yeah. And then that's how explosive plays. So you kind of got to make sure you're playing a game with them, and everybody has to be on point. Because they have other players, but this guy with him and the safety, they definitely feed off each other because they have a safety that has five interceptions.
So that's
letting you know that he's playing everything from top down.
Torchio, yeah. is a ball hawk.
He's Jim Leonard Jr.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wanted to ask about Leonard because he is a defensive specialist.
Right.
And what?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
He's done is turn loose the monsters. Like, he's set free. Like, once he's taken over, he's 3-2 as the interim head coach. And what he's done is just turn loose these defensive players. Like, he's turned he'll play with five defensive backs. He'll, yep, go nickel and kind of do what Nebraska does and make you kind of identify who's coming, who's responsible. But what's his MO aside from that? Is there a way that Nebraska can attack what they do with their nickel backs?
You mean as far as offensively?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing. It's you can get the edge on these guys. I feel like we have skill position as far as our receivers and tight end against their.
There's some advantages.
There's distinct advantages. Yeah. Now, we got to catch the ball. That's number one. So what teams have been really successful against Wisconsin, they've just plotted down the field. They'll give you a 6-yard out. They'll give you a 6-yard. They'll take it and then be okay with getting a 3-yard run. Well, then those 3-yard runs turn into a 30 or 40 Chase Brown up the sideline because they get tired of doing the same thing over and over and over. What Wisconsin wants you to do is play football the way that they want to play. No motions, no shifts, kind of in like a phone booth, and they have their outside linebackers almost like in a 45 degree, so they're just clamping you down in besides the tackle, shutting down the run lanes, right, holding a point with their tackle. Their nose tackle is pretty good, and then their linebackers are just coming downhill and making plays.
It's interesting when you look at film on them, Jay, because, as you said, the secondary skill, from an athletic standpoint, they're not impressive.
Right.
But from an IQ standpoint, yep, they know where they're supposed to be. They know who they're supposed to have their eyes on and to do that. Them as a unit tackling, they're better early in games than they are late.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying extend drives, keep making them make plays. And then eventually what they do to other teams is done to them. They get worn. Because it seems like once we just talked about Clubber Lang and stuff about St. John's. They're the same thing. You extend this game as far as offensively, putting together good drives, taking the points when you can get it, so forth and so on, not shooting yourself in the foot, staying ahead of the chains or even with the chains. And then what I mean by even with the chains is not starting first and 15 because – you forgot to snap the ball, you got to delay a game, or you jumped outside before we even got into our cadence.
Right.
Those type of things.
Right.
And then you make them play football. You look at how they're playing, how they've played, right? When they're the most healthiest, they won 38-0, lost 14-7 at home to Washington State, killed, New Mexico State, got blown out by both Ohio State and Illinois at home. Then they beat Northwestern, lost to Michigan State, beat Purdue, beat Maryland, lost to Iowa, and pretty much Iowa controlled that whole game. Now, Iowa, what they did was they took what they could get offensively, but then they made their offense essentially one-handed, and obviously Iowa did. Iowa blocked the punt, so we should be thinking about cranking it up on special
teams. Pick six.
Pick six, and didn't allow them any explosive runs in the run game.
They made tackles.
Right.
They made tackles.
So that's it. Do your job, get off the blocks. Don't just do your job and fit and just be there and just kind of just get going through the motions. Do your job, get off blocks, and gang tackle. And it's got to be all game. And it's an easy recipe because we can write it down on paper, three or four things. The hard thing is what they make you do. They make you go out there and do it.
But this Nebraska offense has two weapons that I just don't think is utilized enough in Vokolek and Brewington. I mean, especially with linebackers that are aggressive tackle for loss guys. You as a linebacker, you said 100 times, the way to put them under duress is to make them responsible for the space behind them.
Right. That's a matchup. First of all, you got to kind of – physically, you got two different guys in Brewington and Vokolek. That's definitely matchup problems physically against these dudes. Height, weight, speed.
Yep.
So let's make these guys play in space.
Like
yeah, we could come out 12 personnel, right? We can come out with 12 personnel and have one tight end check release on 19, and then I want to see how well one of their inside linebackers matches up against our tight ends. I want to see how well their inside linebackers maybe match up against Anthony Grant on a delayed checkdown. But to do that. Now, this is a statement if Casey's doing this. This is definitely – if Casey's playing, this definitely – This is advantage Nebraska. But right. The other guys that have to do it is where they have to be superior in their footwork and timing and how they're going about getting it, because the things that have hurt Nebraska quarterbacks, Chuba, which obviously is out for the rest of the season in particular, is – and this is – we get Barry on tomorrow, I think, is that the talk about as he's dropping back, his shoulder angles starts to get more vertical. So when he goes to throw the ball, even though he's thinking I'm throwing it to where you're going to go, it's going to where you're at because his shoulder angles change so much. And so as a linebacker, I used to love that. That's why you see so many passes behind the quarterback. I'm thinking I'm undercutting everything.
Well, I mean, but that's easy film study, and it's a part of what frustrates me because a way to even and balance that out is to have Logan Smothers plant his foot, go get 4 yards and reload again, because that frustrates the linebacker because he's held under duress and made to idle.
Yeah, a lot of linebackers don't like coming out of coverage and tackling essentially a running back or whatever, because they're at an advantage.
Yeah.
You're backpedaling, you're dropping, you're settling down. They're coming 5 yards.
Yeah, you're expending energy. Eyes are in the wrong place.
With a lot of space, and you could end up on Instagram getting your ankles cut. it's going to take a four-quarter game. It's definitely a winnable game. I do think Nebraska did some good things defensively last week. I think offensively they've got to figure it out. Now, if Casey's playing, it's a totally different ball game. But it starts and stops with doing the simple things. The amount of drops. Now, granted, the take the games where Chuba played, and so just the amount of drops when Casey played has got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, there's only two games, but the balls that are catchable, catch the football.
Is it as a receivers coach? I can say that I know that the spin rotation arm release slot is different from each guy,
right.
And so. Having Casey throw it versus Logan, they're two different footballs.
Even, yeah.
It's two different footballs. But the responsibility, it's literally in the job description, catch the football. Like, that doesn't matter who's throwing it, doesn't matter what the location is. That's what the responsibility is. We talked about Herbig, but this defense, last week, they had four different people get sacks up front.
Yeah.
Like, that panics me a little bit against this offensive line. It gives me a little bit of confidence.
It does it for me because they faced a defense better, I think, better from right now in Illinois, where they came at when they played Illinois, Illinois had 23 sacks, which I think was leading the Big Ten.
Yes, and Rutgers before that.
But 16 of those sacks came from four players.
Yeah.
So you had four dudes that were getting to the quarterback.
Yeah.
That's through eight. I think it was eight games or whatever, right?
So
at that point in time, they know it, and really for the most part, they did well. Now the play that Casey got hurt, it was they flipped the line, Turner got beat. The two guys that were, in my opinion, that were check released and checked released a little too early. And then it was the injury or hit on Casey. I call it a one-off. You got hit when, right at the sweet spot of his elbow. He was going forward with his force, and that guy had an elbow brace on. So the amount of force with the hard plastic or fiberglass, that might not never happen ever in his career again.
Right.
So, I think they should feel confident. They should feel at times that they pass blocked, pretty good. They just haven't run blocked well.
If Casey plays, and it looks from today's word, it appears that it's leaning towards Casey playing Saturday. This opens up the field, right? This is, that Casey walked into this thing. When he left, he was in the top 10 for deep balls in the country.
Well, then it just brings a different energy. You got a leader in there, and he's a tough kid. You know he's going to come to play. And then also, now it sends Wisconsin back to the drawing board because they're looking at Casey or at the offense when Casey played. So that now, going into this game, if Logan, they're thinking like, okay, we just got to, we're going to just man up, blitz it, and then we're just going to deal with it. Now you got to deal with everything. You got a guy that Casey knows the offense. He's going to push the guys to do better. He's going to execute, and he throws one of the better deep balls in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
it's against a team that doesn't guard the deep ball.
Yeah,
well.
they're not good at the deep ball. We'll throw it to break here. I want an extra minute or two because I want to get to the other side of the ball and talk about Graham Mertz, Braylon Allen, and this Nebraska defense and an opportunity for them to step up and actually send the seniors out with a win on Senior Day. We'll talk about that when we come back to Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.